one favor. Another favor is if you are alive. This by itself is a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to thank Him every day for giving you the chance to live and to be able to worship and thank Him. Having feet to walk with, having tongue to speak with, having arms to work with, having eyes to see with, having ears to hear with. Imagine with me, just for 5 minutes, if you tie one of your feet like this, or blindfold you, or put something in your ear. Just go with the one with only 1 foot or no feet. Your life will be difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, you know, reward you if you are patient, but again, your life will be difficult. And I know how it feels. I've seen and spoken to people this way. You will not be able to go and make wudu. You will not be able to go and cook for yourself. You will not be able to go and study. You will not be able to go and play with other people, other kids. If you love soccer like me, your life will be very difficult. You will not be able to get a job. If you go try to marry somebody, nobody will, you know, it will be difficult to find somebody to marry you. Unless you marry someone who's blind, you know, they will just do it because they don't see. This is only one favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In view of the fact that there are millions of homeless people in this world, if you have a house, even one bedroom, you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, because you are one of the chosen few. If you have a job, there are millions who are unemployed. If you eat 3 meals a day, and I know some brothers in this community who eat 7 meals a day, but even if you eat 3, you should be thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are millions, if not billions, in Africa, in Asia, in Latin America, who eat only 1 meal a day. If you have a wife or a husband, if you have kids, there are millions out there who are not married. There are millions out there who don't have kids. This is a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to think that what will happen if I lose only one of these favors? How difficult my life will be. Why people are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the answer in the Quran. In the first surah ever revealed, Surah Al-Alaq. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى. كلمتين. رآه استغنى. Man becomes arrogant and ungrateful when he or she thinks that he is self-sufficient. He doesn't need anyone. Either because of your job, you are president or king or emir or sultan, whatever, or even if you are a manager or director. Think of the story of Fir'aun in the Quran. Pharaoh, he was the king, he became arrogant, all the way to the point of saying, I'm your Lord, the Most High. Ana rabbukum al-a'la. So I guess he was doing drugs, he was calling himself the Most High, all the way to the ceiling. If someone becomes arrogant because of his money, think of Korah in the Quran in the Bible. He became so arrogant and ungrateful because of his money. If somebody becomes arrogant because of his origin, because of his family, think of Shaytan in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, and other surahs, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. I am better than Adam. He created me from fire, and you created him from mud. And remember, the angels who were better than the shaitan, they were created from light, they made sujood. So he should have made sujood too. And there are so many examples in the Quran. The last thing I want to mention before we leave, before I conclude the khutbah, how can we show gratitude and thanks and appreciation and praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Number one, you have to recognize that everything you have in this life, whether you know it or not, whether you see it or not, is exclusively from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نَعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever favor blessing you have in this life is only from Allah. Not from the holy cow in India, not from the holy elephant head in China, not from Jesus, not from Buddha. It is only from Allah. And guess what? No one of all the people or things that are worshipped in this universe never says none. Not Buddha, not Jesus, not the cow, not the elephant, none of them ever said, I'm God of worship or thank me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who said, I created, I bless, I given this, I given this, worship me alone, but still, most of the people turn their back to him. So this is number one, to recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who has given you this. Number two, to thank with your tongue. To say, Alhamdulillah. Every time you remember something good in your life, you just say, Alhamdulillah. وَمَنْ قَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ أَدَّى نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ أَوْ شُكْرَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Number three, another way of showing thanks and gratitude, الحمد والشكر, is to help those who are less fortunate. If you are rich, you just help other people. Even by giving the zakat, we don't ask you for more. Just give zakat, 2.5% of your money to the poor people. Sadaqa, charity, give the people. Help them out. Number four is for you to enjoy whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. To live according to your means. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you $100 million, you will have to act this way, to live nicely, to make your family enjoy the life. But in the meantime, Allah has given you $200 every month, you have to live according to your means. Don't live on credit cards. Because this is not showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By doing this, you are saying, even subconsciously, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you less than what you deserve, so you need to buy more things that you can afford. Then you will end up being in jail, not being able to pay, and the government will have to bail you out. So we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that He has given us. We thank Him subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us Muslims, for giving us life, and for giving us everything we have. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sincerity in everything we say and do, and give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين عيدكم مبارك السلام عليكم. Just one thing before we leave, Brother Rami, is your sister ready?
Yeah,
inshallah there is a sister today who wants to take Shahada. So if she can't get in the back, just stand here in the back, we'll give her the mic. If she can't take Shahada, very quickly, inshallah.